I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Now that we're into the dog days of summer, your fishing holes and opportunities are going to be greatly reduced. But one place where success is always demonstrably higher is below the locks and dams of Mountain State waterways. We'll talk more about fishing the tailwaters in a moment.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance. Bass here are beauties, aren't they? But to catch them, you've got to put some thought into every move you make, and that includes using the right equipment, especially your life jacket. Accidents can happen fast, and if you're not wearing your life jacket, well, let's face it, you don't swim near as well as these guys do. That's why the U.S. Coast Guard recommends that you always wear your life jacket. Don't just bring a life jacket, wear it. Remember, you're in command. Boat safely.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Coast Guard.
The tailwaters of the lock and dams on the Ohio, Kanawha, and Monongahela Rivers are often a treasure trove for fishing. Biologist Zach Brown from Point Pleasant tells us you never know what you're going to find there.
Fishing in the Ohio or in the Kanawha, when you get a hit, you never know what you're going to pull in. We have people will be targeting a lot of different species, catfish especially this time of year, but if you're fishing with chicken liver, you're liable to run into a hybrid striped bass or a sauger, may even pull in a bowfin. You never know what you're going to get. Many different species, a lot of richness, and they're all concentrated in these tailwater areas at this time of year.
Truthfully, a large percentage of all the fish that are caught on these rivers are caught within a mile downstream of the dam.
The tailwater areas of our large navigation areas are just located downstream of the locks and dams. Fishing, especially during low current times in the summer, it's one of the best areas to find where bait fish gather, and where bait fish gather, the predators follow.
Several reasons for this is that the water passing through the dam offers things that can become scarce right now for fish: current, oxygenated water, and a ready supply of food.
A lot of bait fish are just positively attracted to moving water. They move towards it, gizzard shad especially. But in the lock and dam areas, the water is reoxygenated, and as it comes through the lock and dams, It is forced under pressure to come up. Oxygen mixes in with it and can stimulate activity, appetites of different fish species. But the current itself is you know, just naturally these fish evolved in current situations.
Most tailwaters offer areas and access for easy fishing below the dams on the bank. Buoys placed by the Corps of Engineers limit your distance in a boat, though. A suggestion: if you're going to give it a shot, then you might want to gear up.
If you use small quality, small lines, small rods, you may hook into something that's a little more fish than the tackle you got for it. You can lose terminal tackle, you can break fishing poles. So if you're fishing the tailwater, sometimes it's good to go with a heavier line, even into braided lines.
Tailwater fishing could be your best bet for fishing in the dog days of summer. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.